Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning. And the second Tuesday of each month is when we designate some time to talk with Riley County commissioners and department heads. And we've got a few of them joining us here via Zoom today. Welcome back, Riley County Commission Chair now, John Ford, who joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Feels a little deja vu, like I've just been here recently.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, we usually rotate through, and the reason why you're hearing John here a second consecutive month, well, with the transition, we're going to give the other commissioners some time to get their feet wet. We'll have one of them on next month and then continue our rotation here with Mr. Ford, Ms. Folke, and Greg McKinley coming up later here in the year. We have a couple new employees of the county also joining us here on In Focus, our first chance to introduce them both on air. One of them is the new Emergency Management Director, Russell Stuckey. Good morning.
Morning.
Pleasure to have you on here this morning. And the other one is Michael Regal, the new Riley County Fire Chief. Did I say that right?
Correct. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. It's a new year, John. I'll start with you. A lot of new faces around, including on the commission. What's it been like here getting started?
Pretty smooth, considering these type of transitions. I'm sure the other two commissioners at this moment probably feel overwhelmed, as everybody does, kind of coming on board. But I spent some time with each one of them here just right before and after the holidays, kind of discussing some things and kind of breaking the ice and seeing if there was any questions or anything. Well, we still could, of course, because we can't now, but just talking about some things that will be up and coming on the horizon and just kind of getting those plans taken care of. Of course, yesterday was the official swearing in, so they are indeed on board, and they're just kind of moving everything from the other two gentlemen to the two new commissioners, and we'll move forward through 2021.
All right. Now, you were elected, if I'm not mistaken, 2019. Is that right?
Well, technically 2018, but the term started in 2019. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the lone person on the ballot for Riley County in next year, 2022.
Okay. It's an interesting transition because you go from having, and it could have gone several different ways. You could have had both returning commissioners. You could have had one and one, and you end up getting a clean sweep here, brand new people to work with on the commission. What's that like here, being going from the new guy to being now the veteran on the commission?
The tenured one? I guess it's kind of an interesting dynamic. I guess in terms of age, I guess I'm still the youngest. But in terms of tenure, I guess I'm now the oldest. Not something I was necessarily planning or hoping for, but I guess sometimes that's the power of our republic form of democracy, is people get to make that decision. And what we need to be able to do is to highlight what are our challenges and our issues moving forward and find a path forward and work together on making those solve it. So that's kind of, I guess, looking forward is more my goal and interest at this point in time than looking at the present and or the past.
Really, the change happens, but the mission is still the same, trying to be good stewards with the taxpayers' money.
Sure. And trying to work through, obviously, the biggest of all issues right now, the current pandemic that we're in. You know, I explained and chatted with both the commissioners and told them how not envious I was of having to try to campaign, of all things, in 2020 with everything that was going on. And, you know, Commissioner Folke's race, having to wait, you know, over 2 weeks to find out after all the fact of whether or not you won or not, had to be equally as stressful. So glad to have everybody on board. I think I'm really hopeful and optimistic. I think I mentioned this last month when I was on there. I think we're still in a pretty good spot. And you know, I think everybody recognizes where we're at and the validity of the moment. And I think that'll help us greatly moving forward.
Yeah, we're speaking with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford. We've got a couple department heads joining him as well. I'll introduce each of them again. Russell Stuckey, I know you've been here for a couple months now. I think October is when you came on board. Got some big shoes to fill there at the emergency manager's office.
Yes, I started October 12th and was fortunate enough to be able to shadow my predecessor, Pat Collins, from October until just before Christmas. And so Pat has done a lot of things and wore a couple different hats. And so being able to follow in his footsteps will be a challenge.
And you're no stranger to the job. I know you've held a similar position in, what was it, Osage County?
Coffee County.
Okay, I knew it was down there somewhere. Yep. What's the difference between, you know, going there from Coffee to Riley County?
Probably the biggest difference is just more people. You know, Coffee County is just a little over 8,000 people, and here we're a little over 70,000 people, and down there we had the nuclear power plant, and so that had its own aspects where here we don't have a nuclear power plant, but in Bath is getting built, which is different but similar as far as federal interaction and things. So so far, honestly, from the county perspective, things are similar, just bigger.
You ever have to deal with a lot of flooding down there in Coffee County?
Oh, yes. Yes. We had John Redmond, Corps of Engineers Lake, similar but different to Tuttle Creek. And yes, we were doing the flood fight.
Well,
not too long ago.
You're probably very well aware that you're not escaping that here if you come to Riley County.
Right.
Well, certainly glad to have you on here. So are you a Kansas native then, or have you spent your whole life in Kansas?
Yep, lifelong. Prior to working in Coffee County as the emergency manager director and a deputy fire chief down there, I worked for the Emporia Fire Department out of college, and lifelong Kansas resident. Yep.
Okay. We'll talk with you more here a little bit. I also want to make sure we bring on Michael Regal here. He's the new Riley County Fire Chief as well, and these are the duties obviously Pat Collins held, but it's been split here. And tell us, Michael, when did you get running here in Riley County?
So I wrapped here last week in July on the 27th.
The last weekend of July, you say?
Correct. I took the assistant chief position starting in July last week.
Oh, okay, very good. So kind of a promotion here then for you. And what brings you here to the position? What I guess interested you in the job?
Just something different. I've been in the training institute for the past about 10 years, and it was time to transition out and do a little something different and create a new challenge for myself.
All right. What I guess what kind of advice did you get here from your predecessor going forward, who's had the job for so many years?
Pretty much what Pat told me was to keep an open line of communications with your members.
Yeah, obviously good advice. And are you a lifelong Kansan yourself here?
No, sir. I'm a lifelong South Carolinian.
South Carolina, okay. So what's that, the Gamecocks?
We'll say Gamecocks for right now.
Okay.
Yeah, sir. That's the Gamecocks and also the home of the Clemson Tigers.
Very good. Yeah, obviously Clemson, very good. I was in the college football semifinals. Hopefully they back there again next year. Though we'll see. Without Trevor Lawrence, that's gonna be a little tough. But
I don't see no doubt that they won't. So pretty good college team out there.
Yeah,
and of course, just like anything, it's the state divided, just like it is here, Kansas State, and of course Kansas University.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get into a little bit more of some of their roles that they're going to have. We're going to take a quick break, come back more in focus, continuing here in just a moment. News Radio KMAN.